Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a beautiful ballad from ZZ Top. It's called Rough Boy. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Tamar Jacoby, president of Immigration Works USA. Put a .org on the end of that, and you'll find a website. Tamar, tell us about Immigration Works USA.
We represent small and medium-sized business owners who hire immigrants and would rather have a better system where they could hire them legally, where they didn't have to face a choice.
Yeah.
Do I grow my business? Do I contribute to the create jobs? Do I contribute to the economy? Or do I obey the law? That's a, in my view, that's a just an outrageous choice to make businesses face. And we organize small and medium-sized business owners to tell that to their communities and their neighbors and their congresspeople and try to get change.
Well, absolutely. And I encourage you folks to go to immigrationworksusa.org and support the work that Tamar does, because she's doing it for small businesses, and Tamar, we appreciate that about you. We're talking about immigration reform possibilities. The Republicans
or lack thereof.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. And you mentioned in the previous segment how Hillary is staking her position.
And what's dangerous about what Hillary's doing? Hillary is saying, "I'm going to be just like Obama, only worse."
Yeah.
I'm gonna go my way, and I'm not gonna compromise. And I'm gonna appeal to Latinos, and I'm gonna tell them I'm their champion. But I'm setting up now, she said. She is not even close to getting elected. It's 2 years before the election.
Mm-hmm.
And she is telling voters, or 18 months, whatever it is, she is telling voters, I'm not gonna compromise on this. And so what that means is, I mean, A, that is going to be appealing to some Latinos because they want the whole, mm-hmm. you know, the whole loaf of bread. But it means that if she gets elected, there's no chance of progress. Because
right.
Republicans in Congress, they're not going to go along with
this is not a subject that nuances well, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. But
because the true equity, the true solution is in the details, which is a little bit in the weeds,
But what she should say is, I really want immigration reform. Immigration reform is a top issue for me, and I'm going to get there by compromising with Republicans.
But that's not what you say in a campaign.
Well, it could be. I think in this campaign it could be appealing. She remembered for a while she was talking about a warm, fuzzy purple.
Right.
I mean, the voters do want people who can accomplish that.
But who's the Republican? You and I agree that immigration is going to be one of the top two or three issues in the election, right?
And Jeb,
who's the Republican who could do
Jeb
that?
Jeb is by far the best on immigration.
More than Rubio.
Yeah, Jeb seems more committed. I mean, Rubio was Jeb has a lot of other issues, right? And you know, immigration is not the only issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently Hillary doesn't have any baggage.
Oh yeah, right. But Rubio, you know, Rubio was important, played an important role in the Senate, and he also has good credibility on immigration, and he is Latino.
You think it'll be Bush Rubio?
Well, it's going to be, you know, who's going to get the nomination? That's a tough question. I thought you were asking who's better on immigration.
Okay, well, but that's
I don't make enough money, but if it's one
of the top issues, isn't that the same thing?
I don't think one issue decides who gets the nomination. I think there are many factors go into a nomination.
What we need, what Republicans need to do, they need Rubio to move to Ohio. Right?
Yeah.
Well, and put Bush Rubio ticket on
and have Rubio move to Ohio. Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen. It's a nice idea. I don't think it's going to happen.
So who, seriously, I need you to declare who is going to be the nominee.
I can't say that.
Come on. Who do you think?
No, I really don't know. Bush is the front runner, but I think he does have that baggage, and I don't know. I think right now it is about, can he pull away, you know, emerge as really the front runner?
The Democrats are licking their chops at him.
Or can a really credible, you know, a candidate emerged from second place.
Walker.
And then, is it Walker? Is it Rubio? I mean, I think Walker stumbled badly on immigration, for example, and alienated people. Because
it's a long way. It's a long way, but here's the thing. Here's what the Democrats. Here's how the Democrats are going to beat Bush. They're going to say, "Are you kidding me? The last three Republican presidents are going to be a Bush."
Well, but I mean, why can't we say that about Hillary? How come that's not a two-edged sword?
Well, but it's not the same as the last three. But the Democrats can get away with it. Republicans can't.
Yeah, well, that's
you know that.
Thing.
You know that. Hey, Tamar,
thing. Thanks
for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Tamar Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Always great to hear what she has to say about what's going on out there. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.